Yeah, it wasn't that great. No, like, I'm all for the big bad going after world domination, but shouldn't you at least believe in the reasons? Right, who needs a reason? Listen, I'll catch up to you. Yeah, don't let me keep you, bro. She's my project partner. Unlike you, I don't want to and can't fail this class. See you later. Hey, partner. Whoa, don't look so startled. You're like a bunny in the headlights. I don't bite. We're gonna need to talk if we're gonna make this project work. Ouch. I know it may not look like it, but I do know something about what we're being taught. I want to pass this course just as much as you do, and that means both of us working on it together. Sending me the finished slides isn't going to work. I got some time before practice. I did mean it when I said you're going to have to talk to me. Hey, you can't just avoid my gaze the whole time. The library? You down? You're not gonna speak to me any further? Just nods and shakes of your head? I can work with it, but it would definitely be easier to hear that voice of yours at some point. I don't mean to embarrass, I just want you to be comfortable, you know? And not so much like a bunny in the headlights whenever I say something to you. After you. So the project. Did you have any thoughts on it? Professor Pierce kind of left it up to our interpretation. No, go on. I want to hear your thoughts. Yeah. Wow, she does talk. It just needs to be about something she knows. Although I might need to get her a microphone or maybe a megaphone. You're really smart. Like I knew you were. Listening to you whenever you break past that shyness and participate in class, but I would never have thought of the project like that. Most people I know don't take it as seriously as you do. Like, you've already pretty much made an outline. You don't even really need my help. No, I genuinely mean it. It's a compliment. I hope I can prove the jock stereotype you seem to have me pegged as wrong before we're through. I'm not a total airheaded asshole. Just slightly. You know, I don't think I've ever seen you smile. No, it's nice. You have a pretty smile. You should do it more often. Why don't you start on the outline and I'll go and find any books that might be relevant. You forgot this yesterday, Bunny. Perhaps one did not want to be loved so much as to be understood. There's that bunny look again. Don't be so scared. I'm quoting the book, not flirting with you.